Allison.
Evan.
I'm never dating another Matt for as long as I live.
And why is that?
Because, you know what? You got me there. I don't know how to answer that question. I did not expect a follow-up, and I don't know how to respond. So, you win.
I should have known better than to follow up with your weird intro. Yeah, I should have just rolled with it. Nope. That's my bad.
Yeah,
that's
all right.
On me.
Hopefully the rest of the episode will go better than that interaction just there. But welcome to Batch Please. I'm Evan Delaney.
I'm Allison Gunnell.
And we have a lot of drama and toxicity.
Yeah, so
and
much
just
of all
bad,
of that.
Bad things to unpack from this episode.
Yeah, a lot.
Where do we begin?
I guess with the beginning of the episode.
With the third rose ceremony of the season.
Oh, God, yeah.
I guess the cocktail party is where we start first. But the whole episode actually opens with Kit and Victoria taking a stroll, kind of bad-mouthing some of the new girls. And then they cross paths with, I believe it was Brittany and Ryan.
Yeah.
And there was just like, there's tension there.
Yeah,
and it just continues that there's this sort of tribal mentality between the two. Really, it's the new people like aren't even doing anything bad to
them.
No,
they don't even know what's going on. They're just like, we just got here. And again, and I said it last week, and I'll say it again. The old girl, quote unquote, the old girls, the OGs or whatever.
Which is like, come
up
with
so freaking stupid. They need to channel their anger towards the producers because these girls didn't ask to come in at this point. That is when the producers brought them in. They might not have any clue how far along the season was when they showed up. And regardless, they didn't make that choice. Like, that's not on them or Matt. It's the producers.
I'm going to save my big rant for later because there's
so much ranting, a
lot of problems I had with. Not necessarily the episode, but just the way people are acting. It's really stupid.
A lot of stupid. So much stupid.
And you know what? Let's talk about maybe I don't even know who to begin with. I guess let's start with Matt because it's his journey, first of all.
Yeah, so we kind of start off with Matt comes into the house or the building before the cocktail party and addresses the girls and just says like, hey, I know this is going on. This is not okay. And if anyone thinks that this is going to make you closer to me, you're wrong. And I've had people telling me that other people are saying these things, X, Y, Z. And you can tell Anna is like, it's me.
She knows.
It's me. I know it's me. Like, he knows it's me. Everybody knows it's me. Like, I messed up.
Yep.
Which, too little, too late. So first, he talks to Brittany.
Right. And she, I mean, he made a good point, too, that, and he told this to Anna, was that, you know, when Brittany first came in, she was this lively, bubbly personality.
Yep.
And then it wiped away after
she was
that.
There for 5 seconds before this rumor started flying about her. So immediately Matt talks to Brittany and she is like, look, this is what happened. This is the rumor. It's completely false and it's really offensive that it's even coming up. Not to mention like my mom, like my family, they're going to like see this and they're going to have questions about it. And it's so far from the truth, but it's making me not even want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not okay with Matt. He's very upset about this. He tells her he wants her to be there and he's so sorry about this. And what have you. And then she goes back. So then he pulls Anna aside. And Anna did own up to it. I'm not giving her, like, credit. But, like, I'm glad she didn't, like, deny it. I mean, she said, like, I said this. It was a mistake. I know I shouldn't have said that. Like, it was wrong. And it was a moment of weakness and meanness on my part. Like, she acknowledged that.
And
I'm
she
glad.
She kept repeating that it was out of her character. But, like, she did it multiple
times.
It
didn't seem out of character to me at all.
Right.
I don't know her, obviously. But
and, like, on the side chats that she had with Victoria, that she continued to rag on them and everything. And part of it, I think, is Victoria brings people down to her level a lot.
Oh, for sure.
But
for sure.
I also think you have to be, like, strong enough to resist that. And I'm not saying that, like, Anna's off the hook for that because she's not. She did a reprehensible thing. And she owned up to it, sort of, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, she kind of did, which, okay, whatever. I don't really give her points, but I'm glad she didn't deny it. But I think Matt actually handled this conversation really well.
Yes.
Because she said, like, I'm so sorry. You think I'm a horrible person. She's crying. And Matt said, like, I absolutely do not think you're a horrible person.
Yeah.
I've been in situations where I made mistakes. I said things I didn't mean.
Right.
And I don't think you're a bad person at all. But I do owe it to the women in the house to protect them. And in order for me to do that, I have to basically send you home. And I feel like he handled it perfectly.
He did the absolutely right thing to do by sending her home. But also, I agree. Like, I think everyone at some point in their life has made a thing that they wish they had not said.
Yep. Yeah, which...
Now, whether that's on live TV... Right.
Whether it's on live TV and accusing someone of being an escort is different than what a lot of other people have probably done. But, again, I give Matt a lot of credit for how he handled it. He did not, you know, try to put her down and... put her down or try to make her sound like this villainous character. He just said that he owed it to the rest of them, and that, I don't know, I thought he handled it really well.
But this kind of sent the signal to other women that, like, oh, I can't be mean anymore. I need to start apologizing. So, like, we get this flurry of apologies. And, you know, and I think even Ryan said that, like, she wasn't 100% sure if they were completely authentic. And it was extremely hard to tell from our point of view. But, you know, everyone was basically fessing up at this point. And I think, I don't remember if she apologized or not, but the one who I'm least sure about is Serena C.
I agree.
She, and there seemed to be some, like in the previews, there was some bad blood between her and Katie. I will, until further notice, will always stand on the side of Katie in these situations.
Always.
Because she clearly has the integrity to do the right thing. But yeah, it was just hard to tell. So from there, then Ryan talks to Matt, and then this is when Victoria unravels.
Yeah, so Ryan told Matt that Victoria had called her a hoe, and she was very upset and saying that, I don't appreciate being called that. It's an attack on me. I don't like that. Victoria says lots of mean things. She's, like, sobbing. Matt is obviously upset, telling her that that's not okay. He's so sorry that happened. So she comes out, and you can tell that Victoria knows people are starting to talk about her, because all of a sudden she's trying to, like, suck up to everyone, and she's like, hey, you know, I'm just kidding when I said that, right?
Which, like, we know she wasn't.
Or she's like, hey, I hope you know that was a joke. Like, I just joke. And she was like, so Ryan, what did you talk to him about? And she's like, well, I mean, I did mention that, like, you said this. And she just freaks out. Again, wears a bra that you can clearly see. Like, someone needs to get this girl a strapless bra. It's ridiculous. But she runs
that
outside.
That is probably the lowest in the totem pole of the issues that we have with
her.
Right.
Though. You're right. But it's still on the totem pole.
Yes. Still there. Still
It's still there. So she is freaking out. She's crying. She's talking to producers. She's freaking out. Absolutely freaking out.
Matt handles her. I'm always curious as to how Matt handles her, because, like, he always seemed disinterested in her, but then would be like, oh, I'm glad you're here, blah, blah, blah. Like, he even kissed her at one point. And, you know, as she's talking, as she's sort of defending herself to Matt, you can tell that he sees the BS. And possibly one of the finer moments in just questioning history is when Matt asks Victoria, what context is it okay to call someone up?
I did love that. She was like,
she was speechless.
It was so out of context. Yeah, she was speechless. And he
Which
ended
is
up,
rare to make her speechless.
It is rare. And he ended up leaving their conversation. It was like, I got to think. And then she went, you know, berserk, obviously, and was like, if I get sent home, I will literally die.
And she's out there calling all the women disgusting, calling them bitches.
As if that helps anything.
Whores and slut. Like, she...
It's awful.
But she was so convinced that, or at least she said it over and over again, that, like, she was the only perfect person for Matt. She was the only person that was there to be his wife. She was the only person that brought joy to the house. And, again, we are not licensed doctors of anything.
No.
But, I mean, this seems like a psychological
We were talking about this yesterday. Like, all jokes and jests aside, I truly, truly think it feels like symptoms of someone who really does. I mean, again, not a doctor, but someone who genuinely does have some
Or is a pathological liar.
Yeah, mental health issues, or is a pathological liar.
Yeah. And not to...
Or is hired by ABC, which is what I still kind of think is the truth, because I don't understand how anyone would ever act this way. I really don't.
Yeah.
I really don't.
I think they kept her around because they knew she was at least intriguing television. I think the monstrosity was kind of let on a little too long, because she was toxic to other people. I mean, bullying. She ran the gamut of bad qualities to have.
Yeah, I agree.
I know me in particular kind of went back and forth on, like, oh, I like her for the entertainment value, and then, oh, I don't because she's a bad person. I've landed on the fact that she's a bad person.
But what's wild is that we keep saying, like, oh, or that we're saying, like, yeah, it went on too long. It's only been, like, 4 weeks.
Right, yeah.
It hasn't been as, it feels like it's been forever.
Right. So when the rose ceremony actually hits, I think he makes sort of a statement there by picking Brittany and Ryan right off the bat.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. He made a statement. He was trying to say, look, just because someone's an OG or a new girl or whatever, varsity, JV, whatever they want to call it, like, I'm picking the people that I have connections with.
Right.
And, like, leave them alone.
Right.
Which I think was powerful, and I'm glad he did that, honestly.
And I think the only two people to not make it through were Victoria and Catalina.
There was someone else, and cannot remember her name for the life of me.
I kind of forget, too. But
there might have been two other people. I just can't remember their names.
But, look, I'm going to... I wanted to date Katie last week, but Catalina, if you're out there too.
Oh yeah, I know.
I mean, my goodness. Stunning. My goodness.
Yeah.
She's Miss Universe. Not even Miss USA. We're talking slide intergalactic.
Into those DMs.
Man.
Yeah, no, Catalina's stunning. All of his women. He has such a great group of, like, really attractive women, I have to say. Like, they're all so freaking beautiful. Yes. It's ridiculous.
And a good handful are fantastic people, too.
Yes, yes.
There are definitely some rotten apples.
There's, yes.
In the apple basket.
For sure. For sure. They can't all be good, unfortunately.
Correct. So that ends the third rose ceremony of the season.
How that's even possible.
We are 39 episodes into Matt's season, but we're only three rose ceremonies in. So we move on to the one-on-one date with Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
I know we talked last week that Michelle, it's basically her game to lose.
Yeah.
Now, just go back. It's a pendulum each week between Rachel and Michelle.
He loves Rachel. I straight up think he loves her. Well, okay, so the date was like they got to go to the store with Matt's quote-unquote good friend, that fashion guy, which I just don't trust Matt. Anytime he says it's a friend, him and Ben Higgins, they all hang out. They're
on a group thread together.
Yeah. I don't know. The only thing is that I would have changed about this date.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you my couple points of view on the
tell
date.
Tell me your points. That's
really
what we're here
fun.
For.
It looks really fun. Like I think that's fun.
I think this is a good
but
date.
But I think that Matt should have tried on outfits with her. They should have put on like matching outfits. So it wasn't just like her trying on dresses and
he
him
tried
like,
on some things. He had not that like lot, weird Oreo looking.
Yeah, I know, but thing. Like, what would have been fun is like if they had matching his and hers outfits for each one of hers.
Yeah,
so they tried them on together and did a little model walk together. I think that would have been really fun.
ABC, if you're listening, Allison would be a great date maker.
I would love to be the date maker. I think that would be a fun twist. The only other thing I don't like about it, because I really do like it, is that I hate the whole show back up to everyone with your 1,000 bags when. Of clothes and free stuff. That should not happen because it's asking and begging for girls to be jealous, for there to be hurt feelings. Like, I'm fine with the date. I just think, like, and it's fine
if they
ask
purpose.
Her late. I know they do. I'm just saying that I have a problem with that because I think that, like, that puts Rachel in a really bad spot because, like, what was she supposed to do? Refuse the things.
Right.
And then she comes back holding them because, like, where else are you going to put them? And they purposely have all the girls sitting there watching her.
Right. And they deliver her evening gown to her.
Yeah. Like,
which, like,
all
first
of
all,
just didn't need to happen.
I hate opening presents in front of people.
Yes, it's
it
so
makes
uncomfortable,
me so
especially
uncomfortable.
A bunch of women that are watching you prepare for a date of a guy they're also dating. Like,
right.
That's my only problem is with this is that I really don't like that they do that. And I know they do it on purpose, but I just think that's too much.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. But I do think that overall it was a good date. Definitely didn't have violence. It didn't have squirrel costumes. I think it passed the bar there. I think they definitely connected and bonded a lot. She got those Louboutins.
Oh, yeah, that was
red
so
bottoms,
cool.
Bloody shoes.
That was cool when she noticed. I liked when she noticed because she was like, these are so pretty. And she's like, oh, my God. Because we know what it means when the bottom of the shoe is red. Yeah. No, that was cool.
I always thought it's interesting that the thing, like the key feature of the shoe is on the part that's almost never seen.
That's the whole
thing,
though.
It's crazy.
It's like subtle, but not at the same time.
Yeah.
So let me ask you something.
Ask away.
Not to insinuate that you are not super fashionably inclined.
Okay, why? Because
I know
you told
that you
me
know
to
a
take
lot.
My hood down when I was wearing my hoodie before this.
I know that you know a lot about fashion and designers, so
yes.
I am not trying to
Gucci,
suggest
Prada.
But when I was watching, TikTok last night.
Yeah, as
you
do.
A lot. Yeah, as I do. And this woman was like, watching it, and she did not realize that Louis Vuitton and Louboutin were different, and thought that people were just kind of saying them differently.
Yeah.
And I'm curious if you knew that they were different.
I did, but I did not until about 2 years ago.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Louis Vuitton bags, you can understand purses, that.
You
luggage.
Can understand,
yes,
like, as someone like me.
Yes. That's why I'm genuinely simpleton. Curious. Or Louboutins, which are red red bottom shoes.
Right. Right.
Like, very different, but they sound so similar that if you're not really into fashion, I can totally see why people don't know that. So I'm just intrigued to know.
No, yeah. I definitely didn't know it before. I did think they were the same thing prior, but about, like I said, 2 years ago, I think, is when I found out that they were different.
Interesting.
I have another like little nitpick from this date, which I'll actually get to in my larger rant.
Okay. Ooh,
it all just goes into my rant later. But before we get to that, and this leads into it a little bit, is let's talk about the group date on the farm.
This one didn't offend me, but it was so stupid. There was literally no point.
What did they do?
A competition. There wasn't a.
It's just
goal.
Matt watching
they weren't
them
like finding things. They just were shoveling shit while Matt made out with people in the barn. I don't know.
There was no. It was all just like everyone's just hanging out, and some people are doing farm chores, and some people aren't.
It was so weird. It was so weird.
It was aimless.
There was literally no point to it. And, like, I don't like the group dates because I don't like the competitive nature of every single thing. But there was, like, literally nothing that happened. Like, it was the most pointless date.
Right, yeah. I'm dumbfounded that we just wasted time doing that. But there's actually some juicy bits from it. Most notably when he just, like, ran up to Piper and started making out with her.
I didn't even think they really, like, had some super strong connection, and he just, like, really went to make out with her.
I think he's just like, you know what? I'm the Bachelor. I'm going to enjoy this.
At some point, you might as well.
Yeah.
And then all the girls could see them.
Right.
Which was the part I don't like. But then everyone starts literally unraveling, which this is what leads us into the larger rant, which I'll let Evan take it from here for the moment, and then I'll add in my 2 cents after. Go right ahead.
Here's the thing. This show has been on for 25 seasons, correct?
I believe so.
Everyone knows how this show works, right?
You would really think, and you'd really hope.
Then why don't these people understand how this show operates? You're not going to get every single one-on-one date with him. You're not going to get to spend every single minute with him. Rachel, Matt didn't buy you these things. He didn't come up with the idea.
No!
He's just like, oh, I'm going to show up here. No. He's not giving you nice things. ABC is. Back to the other women. Okay. Like I said, you can't have every single one-on-one. You can't lose your ever-loving mind every time that he's spending time with someone else. That's the whole point of the freaking show. Get used to it. Figure it out.
Are you good?
I think so.
So, yes, and to that point, it's so confusing to me how time and time again in every season this happens, and the girl who had the one-on-one last week is, like, sobbing because she doesn't like seeing him with other women. And it's not that I think that they – it's more of, like, what did you think was going to happen? Like, when after your one-on-one, did you think that he was going to leave the show? That's the problem with the Claire and Dale situation.
Well,
now everyone
it set
thinks
a bad precedent.
That they have one good one-on-one, and the lead's going to run away with them and cancel the rest of the show.
Yeah.
So that's, I think, the secret hope of all of it. I mean, I'm not saying it wouldn't sting a little bit, because, like, if you further your connection, obviously in one night you can really further your connection on this show. And then 2 days later you see him making out with someone in the barn when you were like, oh my God, he told me he's falling in love with me. Why is he doing that?
Again, no one lives in reality in this show. And I think
it's not reality.
And it even goes back to the OGs getting mad at the new girls. It's not their freaking fault that they came in late. If you're going to be mad at someone, be mad at ABC and the producers, like Dylan is, okay?
We'll get to that later.
But,
yeah.
Like, get over yourselves, grapple yourself with reality.
Get it together, people, or
screw
don't go
on
the freaking show.
Get out of your ass. And
or don't go on the freaking show. Don't go on it. Like, I know, like,
it's
there's
annoying.
Other reasons.
It's annoying.
It is, and there's other reasons I wouldn't, you know, go on the show.
Right.
Being married, one of
no,
them.
That's,
not. I mean, one.
It's low on the totem
pole. It's low,
pole,
for sure. For sure. It's like Victoria's bra. It's low on the
totem pole. Right.
But I know I wouldn't be able to handle the format. Even if I was the last one and I ended up going the whole entire way and engaged to someone, I know that I would have such a hard time dating the same person as that many other people.
Yeah.
that I would never go on the show. And I know that about myself. And these people need to know themselves well enough to know if they're the kind of person that can deal with it or not.
Right.
Because it is annoying as shit every freaking season to hear these girls crying about how they can't stand to see him with other people. Literally,
Go on it.
It's, yeah. No, you're right. It's infuriating. And it just reminded me of Sarah, when Sarah literally recognized pretty quickly, I am not built for this. I'm out. And that's what everyone should do. And also, quickly pivoting, but I started watching Schitt's Creek, and wow, Sarah looks so much like Alexis.
Yeah, very much so.
Wow, like a lot like her. Crazy. Okay, we're done with that rant. Okay.
So, in the midst of all of this not living in reality from almost all of these women, and Abigail included coming up, but she does have this serious conversation with Matt that, mm-hmm. like, grounds things back.
God, I love Abigail so much.
Just the dichotomy of, like, the stupid stuff that everyone's dealing with that's, I'm not going to say inconsequential, because some of, like, the bullying stuff.
But it puts a lot into perspective of people's issues and things that are going on. And Abigail talks to him and is like, look, we haven't had a lot of time. I feel like, you know, we connect really early on, but we haven't had a lot of time together. And, you know, I'm looking for someone to spend my life with. I know mm-hmm. you are. And something that is concerning to me is, like, there is a strong chance that my children might be deaf or hearing impaired.
Right.
And her dad left her mom.
Yeah.
When her and her sister had to get their cochlear implants.
Yeah.
And I think that, putting stuff into perspective, but
right. More of the show should be this. The real conversation that Ivan had last season. I'm not going to get time with him.
No, they waste so much time on that stupid stuff.
Happens every goddamn season.
You may not get time with him, but you're getting a ton of TV time, so you're fine. Right. Yes, but, and again, I think Matt has already shown that he can handle these situations very well.
Yeah.
I think Matt is mature.
Yeah.
And I think that he handles conversations well, and he reassured her that that's not something she needs to worry about. And he did really enjoy her and like her, and, like, he feels a connection with her, and that wasn't something... And he was raised by a single mom as well.
Yeah.
And while he isn't sad about that, he would never do that to someone else. And mm-hmm. I think that made her feel a lot better. And they had a nice moment. Again, these kind of things, actually real conversations. And I will say, well, there's a lot of fluff. The past couple seasons have really taken leaps in terms of real conversations.
Right. I can't imagine what it was like before I started watching.
I can't tell you how many seasons I watched and they pick someone and I'm like, based on what? Like, they literally pick someone at the end to get engaged to. And I'm like, name one real conversation you had. And to be fair, they might have been having them and not been having them aired.
Right. But so they need to air them more.
Absolutely.
Because
it's real and it's helpful.
Right. They just need to fix that.
It's ridiculous. But
back to the shitty people.
Back
on the
to
show.
The people. So then we have freaking MJ.
So MJ and Matt talk a little bit, and both of us, like, day one, we're like, okay, MJ seems kind of cool.
She just gives off really cool girl vibes. Like, she is cool.
Oh, how the turntables.
Oh, how the in the words of Michael Scott. Oh, how the turntables.
Because she is up there. Mean girl number one right now, because Victoria and Anna are gone. I mean, she's toxic.
Yeah, so...
like Britney Spears levels.
So MJ is now really... Yeah, we'll get to more about this in a little bit.
I mean,
she's
a liar.
Yeah.
She's mean. She's... I don't even know
so
what
is this
other
at
words.
The time... when is this at the point in time... I don't remember when
she's
Matt
also not
pulled
living
her aside.
In reality. I think it was
now?
At the cocktail party for this.
For this. Okay, so Matt pulled her aside. And he's like, hey, there's someone else's name that was mentioned. And he brings it up. And she tells him, I don't know why my name would be mentioned. I never said that. I never did that.
When
blah,
she clearly
blah, which,
said
again,
stuff,
is
we
a literal
saw it.
Lie.
We had the tape. Why do you say stuff on tape and then not?
I know.
Like,
and she comes out later and talks to the girls and is like, okay, so does anyone want to tell me who said this? And Jesenia... sweet little Jesenia is like, yeah, I did, and this is the only reason I said this, mm-hmm. blah, 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 and MJ goes off. She's pissed.
Right. But what also, like, concerns me, again, these are people living in a false reality.
Correct.
That she leads by example.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That she's basically a beacon of peace and harmony amongst people. Are you out of your mind?
She's been toxic for a couple of weeks. She's just been so much lower on the toxic totem pole. Man, a lot of totem poles today.
Right, yeah.
Compared to, like, your Victorias and your Annas that, like, she was kind of, like, you know, sliding under the radar a little bit.
It's okay to say, like, I could do better, but to completely just say I'm the model of peace and harmony.
And I lead by example when you're clearly lying.
Yeah.
You're literally lying. We'll get to a little bit more. Actually, let's just keep talking about it.
The greatest thing about last Bachelorette season.
Evan's getting so heated. He's through his phone.
Was that like there was a maturity to it.
Yeah, and immaturity is disgusting.
Because I think that Claire's like cast brought on more mature older people just based on who she was.
I will say half these women are like 21, 23 years old. It's like
right. And like
but again, at 23, I didn't act like that.
I didn't act like that at
or any age.
16.
Right, it's ridiculous. And when you're on TV, it's like do you not try to be better? Like do you know you're being filmed all the time? But
it's bad.
To just
I know we're here sitting in a chair in a room talking about it and like
right.
We probably don't look good talking about it, but at the same time like we wouldn't act this way and we're calling it out. Like, hey, don't do this.
Well, and honestly, just to continue the MJ Jesenia thing. So then a little bit later on, they find out that they're going to be on the infamous 2-on-1 date.
Yes.
Kind of. It's more of like a show up before the cocktail party rose ceremony. Yeah. It's like a half one or a half 2-on-1 date. So they show up and they have a really awkward car ride over and they angrily walk in and MJ's like, I got my big hoops and I'm in and I'm ready to fight. And just, which, like, not the attitude to go into.
Especially not someone for peace and harmony who's ready to fight.
And honestly, my favorite part is that she continued to lie and lie. And Jesenia's like, when this airs, you, like, he will literally know the truth regardless of what you say now. And everyone else will too.
Right.
Which I will say, I saw this Brett Vergara tweeted this, but in my mind, I was seeing this too. I'm like, oh, they broke the fourth wall. Like, you're not allowed to refer to the fact that you're being taped on The Bachelor. It takes away from the whole illusion. So I thought it was so funny when she was like, when this airs, literally everyone will see it. Like, it was recorded, which, sure enough, it was recorded and everyone can see that now. So that's how next week will be the beginning of that, will be this 2-on-1 in which he will send either Jesenia or MJ home.
MJ. I'm,
it I, has to be.
I can't really stand these women on this show, like the bad
no.
ones.
No, and Matt is showing so that he has literally no tolerance for the bullying and the lying at all, and he's pretty quick to send people home that are acting that way. So I think it's kind of unfair that Jesenia is even on the 2-on-1. It should have just been a, hey, MJ, you're out.
But I think it's just...
For dramatic effect, they need it, so that's fine.
Okay, let's hit on Kit real quick.
Yeah, about 6 seconds we'll talk about it because that's how long they actually showed the date for.
Well, first of all, the date card was like dinner at my place and they make cookies, but like
she was sobbing because she was like, I told him my mom and I used to cook and that's the date he planned for me, which again
back to reality, he didn't plan it.
He knows nothing about it till he shows up because producers plan everything,
right?
Please watch the show.
It was a cute little date though.
It was cute, but like I don't see a spark there at all.
I don't.
Also,
I don't,
she's 21.
She's pretty young.
Like, oh my God, she's 21 and she's resorting to going on a TV show.
Right. Biggest revelation for me in this, and I do like Kit, even though she was in that, you know, walkabout with Victoria in the beginning. I don't know if that's entirely who she is, and I think her apology might have been a little, I don't know, seemed more sincere than others. I really don't know. But where am I going with this? Oh, okay. I think I'm going this way. Sorry, my brain's like I'm all riled up right now.
You are so riled up.
Matt orders dessert.
Oh yeah, that was ridiculous.
Before he orders anything else at a restaurant.
I don't believe that. I said this to earlier to Evan. I think that he just said that as a quirky, like, look how fun I am thing. Because I don't believe for a second that he does that. No one does that.
How do you know you're going to be, like, have room for dessert?
Right. So then what are you going to skip
and then
the
you
entree?
And then you might be like, oh, actually, I was, you know, after this cod I had, I kind of want some tiramisu.
Right, so then you eat tiramisu.
But then you order creme brulee in the beginning, so now you can't fucking change it.
I know.
I'm so riled
up. You don't know what you want for dessert until after dinner. And also, what if you wanted an after dinner cocktail or an after dinner coffee to go with your dessert? It doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
Ridiculous.
Order entrees.
There's
first.
A reason there's an order, Matt, for dinner. God. Anyway, he might, we're so heated today.
He might be the worst bachelor ever.
We are kidding. Literally
he's
actually, so heated
he's a good guy, but obviously he has his flaws. One more thing about Matt. I think because he loves turtles so much is why he wears turtlenecks all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get to the Dylan thing.
Yeah. So anyway, Kit got a rose, and I don't think he'll stay around much longer. I think she's fine. I think she's cute. I don't think that they're in love. Okay. So... So a lot of people already know about this, but Dylan Barber, who he was on
Hannah Brown's
season of The Bachelorette, and then was on Bachelor in Paradise and found love with Hannah G. And they got engaged and they're still together and everything, went on this Twitter rant about how much the show is manipulative and the producers and how it should be canceled. And he answered a lot of people's questions, and he kind of said a lot and also didn't say a lot at the same time.
He said absolutely nothing. So there people was nothing were I learned like, from this. Everything that we just talked about here was like, duh.
It was like, do the producers make the lead keep people around? Yes.
Yeah.
Do the producers tell them who to send home sometimes? Yes. Doy. The only things I found interesting was, one, they said, how do they possibly remember all the names? And he did say they do three, and then they leave the room, and then they come back and they're three. Like, they have to look up the names and memorize them, because of course they don't know the names. But I've always wondered that.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that I found very interesting and would really like to know more about was they were asking, like, who on your season got, like, the worst edit from producers or was the most manipulated? And he said Jed, which, as we all know, Jed, like, had a girlfriend the whole time and, like, whatever. And
what, the producers fabricate
right,
that he
but then someone tweeted and they're like, so did he not cheat on Hannah? And he's like, no, he didn't cheat on Hannah. And I really want to know more about that. And then Jed came out and was like, I'm so glad this is coming to light. Like, I never got to hear my side of this story because of my contract I was under, but now I can. And he was actually going to release a podcast, I think, tonight where he was going to talk more about it. So I'm definitely going to have to check that out.
We'll see what happens.
I want to know what could possibly be talked about to redeem that situation. In my opinion, Jed has a new girlfriend and, like, he's moved on. And I kind of think you should just leave it.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, to play devil's advocate for a second, if there is any sliver of truth to that, maybe he finally is getting the opportunity to defend himself. I can't imagine what that would look like, but...
We'll find out.
We will find out.
All right, we got two roses to give out. All right, so I will go first. The still believes in Santa Claus rose goes to Rachel, because she is under the assumption that Matt is the one showering her with all of these gifts, these Louboutins, these dresses, all of that kind of stuff. No, it's not Matt. It's the producers. And actually, TBH, Santa Claus is still real, but people say that he's not. I'm just going along with it to sound cool.
You're right. Okay, so the first one I have is called the Oatmeal Raisin Cookie Rose.
Mm.
It goes to MJ because whenever I see one, I immediately think it's an oatmeal chocolate chip cookie. And I'm like, yes, like, I love these. These are going to be so great. Like, these are such good cookies. And then you bite into it and you realize it's freaking raisins and you throw it in the trash because raisins are disgusting. Yeah. And so MJ really thought she was going to be cool and took a bite, found out she's not cool. Goes in the trash.
Deceived.
Yeah. So that's that.
I also have one for MJ.
Oh.
The Nelson Mandela Effect Rose. So are you familiar with Nelson Mandela Effect?
I am, yes.
So, she already has like a bad remembrance of how she is as a person, how she acts, so she clearly misremembers that. But she also, I believe she thinks she's Nelson Mandela because of the way that she is leading peace and harmony by example. So not only is she unsure of the facts, she also is unsure of how she is as a person.
All right. You're right. I agree with that. So my second one is called the Masked Universe Rose.
Oh, love it.
And the Masked Universe, for those of you who don't listen to us every single week, is the Masked Singer, Masked Dancer. We love these shows. They're crazy. But the reason is because we watch them every week, and we literally have no clue what it's about, like what's going on.
It's fever dream.
It's so confusing.
Is this for the
and I gave it
the
to
group
the entire
rose?
Cast for the fact that they don't know how the show works.
Oh, I love
like,
it.
Like, we don't know how the Masked Dancer and Masked Singer works at all, and none of these women know how The Bachelor works, so there we go.
That's great.
Thank you. I thought you would really appreciate that one. So really quick before we go, next week, freaking Tyler C, finally.
Oh,
I feel like this whole season I just have been like, okay, but like, when is Tyler C coming? When is Tyler C? He's probably my favorite contestant of this entire franchise.
I hope he's around for more than like 5 minutes.
Too. I know. They show them playing pool. I hope he's around for the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if any of the girls will freak out and fall in love with Tyler C. I would.
Wouldn't blame him.
But if anyone doesn't know, Tyler C and Matt are best friends, and Matt was going to become a contestant on Claire's season because Tyler kind of talked him into it.
Mm-hmm.
But then when quarantine started, Matt and Tyler and Hannah Brown and these other friends became the quarantine crew. And they all just like lived in Florida together for a while in this house and did a bunch of TikTok dances that went viral. And then Matt became like pretty viral from that. And they were like, let's let him be the bachelor.
Yeah.
So Tyler C, I cannot wait to see. I hope they do some TikToks while they're there.
Apparently Heather comes back too.
Oh yeah. And Heather comes back next week. I'm not putting a lot of,
I'm less interested in that, to be honest with you.
Cause all that's going to happen is the girls are going to be furious that another person's coming in. Matt will entertain it for like 1 to 2 weeks and then he'll send her home.
Yeah.
I don't feel anything's going to come of that. Heather was the one who had her first kiss with Colton, who never had kissed before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, if you've never had a first tweet, email, or Instagram post before, why don't you start with us?
That was terrible, but feel free to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at BatchPleasePod. And you can email us at BatchPleasePod@gmail.com. And we will see you all next week.
Always live in reality.